When I first saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never find. Angel of mine, I look at you looking at me. Now I know why they say the best things are free.
Have you been experiencing any sadness, insomnia, drowsiness?
Are you sick of the same boring music?
Well, don't worry. Woni is here to help. Ask your DJ about Woni, the only prescription proven to enhance your music taste, expand your sonic horizons, and keep your ears happy.
Side effects may include an addiction to discovering new sounds, spontaneous dancing, and an overwhelming urge to keep locked. For more information, stay tuned to WONY Onanza. Visit us at wonyfm.org.
The perfect prescription you're looking for.
Whether you're looking to improve your grades, strengthen your study habits, or get help with certain courses, the Student Learning Center is here to support your academic success.
The Student Learning Center, SLC, offers free academic support on the second floor of Milne Library.
The SLC provides small group peer tutoring for 1,000 to 2,000 level courses.
We also hold study skill workshops that offer LEED credit. Come learn topics such as taking notes, time management, how to talk to your professors, and other important college skills.
The SLC offers professional academic coaching for writing, study skills, reading, and basic math.
Writing consultations are offered and math support for specific math courses.
To request any of these services, visit our Traction website.
If you want more information, visit Traction and sign up for an SLC orientation with one of our peer study navigators.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday Social Hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, and be sure to keep it locked.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Logging with Log. My bad. I played a lot of songs. I'll do the last three. I did True to Me by Brownstone, Gotta Leave by 702, and then Angel of Mine by Monica. I also did Come See Me by 112, La 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 by John A., Love Don't Live Here Anymore by Faith Evans, and Loose Rap by Aaliyah. And I'm sorry, once again, I can't really do my normal show, but, where is it? Why is he not showing up as, like, an artist? Give me 1 second. We have YT, All the Same. I can't get to it. Okay. Hope you guys enjoy, and I'll be right back. Peace.
Still adjusting to the fame. go much and then you won't get what I'm saying. Baby, send your passport number and your name. There ain't no time to do in London, I'ma take you on a plane. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Paying car, paying cash, yeah, to me it's all the same. Could be blonde, brunette, she could have tats. If she bad, then she bad, yeah, to me it's all the same. Yeah, to me it's all the same. Red out chauffeur EQS, I seen you standing in the rain. I'm at Paris, Notre Dame, New York, I'll call it another day. Watch my diamonds misbehave, now my wrist ain't PR trained. Shows Elysee, I ball and Zinedine Zidane. Man, you know I'm a Zidane. Free Congo and free Sudan. Move through Manny in a Vito, now I didn't get on a tram. But take a wallet full of green, my match, I'm matching with my bands. Match, I'm matching with my bands. Match, I'm matching with my bands. I'm in Texas with a red dot, still ain't beat Japan. Model boy, they want some hair. Tell me where to stand. Caught me waiting at the hair shop. Flipped out with a fan. Oh, the ghost with OMG. I show where I am. Raph Simmons on my stand. No big chicken, it's no Sam's. It's no Sam's. I'm severe, I'm dedicated, lots of rounds. Sold out every show in Europe, got a shout. What's up, man? Number flex, I'm still adjusting to the fame. In go motion, then you won't get what I'm saying. What I'm saying. Baby, send your passport number and your name. There ain't no to do in London, I'ma take you on a plane. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Paying car, paying cash, yeah, to me it's all the same. Could be blonde, brunette, she could have tats. If she bad, then she bad, yeah, to me it's all the same. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank, bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank, bank, bank. Racks in my pocket like he's in my bank. Paying car, paying car, paying cash, yeah, to me it's all the same. Could be blonde, brunette, she could have tats. If she bad, then she bad, yeah, to me it's all the same.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Logging with Log. My name is Logan. My mic's really muted. I don't know what we really talk about. I did see some stuff about something. I forgot. Yeah, you still have the Kawhi stuff going on. The Knicks got Malcolm Brogdon, I saw. That was a really good pickup. I'm really not prepared. I want to play something, but I don't know what to play. There's one song I want to play, but I can't find it. Oh, yeah, okay. We'll do this one. We have Over Me by Lancey Foe, and I probably have some other songs lined up. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be right back. Peace.
Look at the way I do this, something's over me. Look at the way I do this, something's over me. Open your arms for me, yeah. Open your arms for me, yeah. I feel like God's over me. I feel like something's in me, yeah. I feel like God's over me. She's trying to talk to me, yeah. Oh, I just wanna know who. I just wanna know who's company. I just wanna know who's coming. I just wanna blow through 100 G's. I just wanna show you. I just wanna show you what. Brand new Rolls Royce at the top of the coupe. It's in my voice, my spirit, and my mood. I feel the bosses on me, yeah. Feel like I'm chosen for this, yeah. Stadium dome. I feel like God. Open your eyes for me, yeah. Open your eyes for me, yeah. I feel like God's on me. I feel like something's in me, yeah. I feel like God's on me. She's trying to talk to me, yeah.
To me, the sooner or later. I'm in control. control it. If I find out where you stay, I'ma send a come and patrol you. My little bro get distracted, he find himself inside all of them. He ain't a dummy, he make money, he don't got a problem with focusing. Sticking a buggy is tucked underneath of the seat, hugging the floor. And all of my make a yes, so I don't want to talk about the dough I get. I said, where you at, where you been? I'ma control him. Broken the crib, no jack, like money ain't nothing to go and get. It's to the point where I'm coughing up blood and losing the skin in my nose and
run. Send a mail up high to the sky, home that I fell from. Bail us out the bond. Mask over my eyes just like a welder. Tail spun out of binds. Baptized in the fires of flawed failures. I tried to tell you, you never gonna get a rise out of a real one. Tough like Ryan Spelt, Orion size heavyweight titles on a belt, sir. Flying and on a wide eye at a maelstrom, wild side that I hail from. See you ain't moved in a while, ain't gonna lie, you probably should get your sales up. Time will tell who the hell won, promise I don't know who assailed ya. Bear cubs, head hunt, while I, they probably do it for breadcrumbs. Providing shelter, dug well enough to find us some kind of wealth. Mining through myself, gum boost. The bottom started to melt some. I felt stuck. Still cut knives showing the shield of spill blood.
From this action, we see the priest's responsibility towards the congregation, plus towards the gods.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back. This is Logging with Log. Loki at my end of show. I'm washed. Oh, my days. I was supposed to not even, I was about to not have a show. But, I played a lot. So I started with YT All the Same. Then I went to Over Me by Lance Defoe. Then I did Holding Back the Years by Simply Red. Then I had Plastic Love by, I'm gonna butcher the name, Maria Takauchi. That was actually recommended by me by someone, so shout out to them. And then I just played Well Done by Earl Sweatshirt. Oh, and I also played Bags by Fear, Dorian, and O.S. Quinn. Or O.S. Quinn, I don't know how to say his name. I'm not gonna lie. This might be the end of my show. Actually, I'm going to get some, in case anything comes to my mind. Where is it? I'm sorry. I was not ready for this at all. I already just said that. Let me not say that. Where is this? Oh, here we go. Wait. Never mind. Here we go. I'm so sorry. Any NBA news? One thing I absolutely hate is this stupid AI overview on Google. I'm literally going to switch my browser just because I'm so sick of seeing AI overview. And it doesn't even work. Originally, if you just put minus AI, it wouldn't show up. But nope, now it shows up every single time. I'm so sick of it. I hate this AI. Whoa. Oh, yeah, we can talk about Eurobasket. Germany won. Shot Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder's about to make the Hall of Fame off his international career alone. Shout out Dennis. When he puts that German jersey on, he just goes crazy. France also played really good. Tristan Da Silva played really good. Bonga also played really good. I remember when he was in the league, he was like a 6'9 point guard. It was fun seeing him around. Tice was in there. Was Mo playing? I think Mo was playing. What can I say, man? We're better than France. And I am part German, a little German. My German's not good, though. But yeah, they beat Turkey. So, yeah, shout out them. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Kobe Bufkin got traded. Kind of out the blue. A lot of people had high hopes for Kobe Bufkin. A lot of people said this would be his year because the backup guard play was like Vit Critchy. I think that's his name. And who's the other? I'm forgetting. I'm so sorry. One second. Oh, I'm gonna drop my phone. Yeah, they got Nah. How did I forget about Nah? Oh, I didn't talk about that. Maybe I did. They had Nah and Luke Kennard and Vit Krejci, like, fighting for that guard position. A lot of people thought Bufkin was going to finally take the jump. A lot of people were really high on him because he's a really good defender and all that. He's really lengthy. But sadly, maybe not sadly, he got traded to the Nets for 2 second-round picks, maybe just one, and cash considerations to the Nets. The Nets have like a million billion guards. What are they cooking over there? I have no idea. But hey, man, Nets got a really good player. I do like Kobe Bufkin. Really good defender, and I think offensively he has shown potential. Playing time's also gonna be rough here too. I don't think they're gonna play Terrence Mann probably. Yes, he did get hurt a lot. Thank you for the reminder. They have Igor, they have Ben Saraf, they have Cam Thomas, my bad, I'm so sorry. Who's the Tyrese Martin? Is Keon, what is his name? Keon, yeah, I forgot his name. Keon Johnson? I forgot. They have a lot of guards, but I think this can be a place where he can grow. Team's still not gonna be good. And speaking of Cam Thomas, he finally signed that deal, right? The qualifying for $6 million? Yes. $6 million. Cam Thomas got the qualifying, so 1 year, $6 million. After this, he's unrestricted free agent. Was he offered? I forgot what contract. Oh, yeah. It was like the 2 years, $28 million. It was like $14 million a year. When he wanted like $25 million a year, I'm pretty sure. Or a lot higher. So he's going to try to ball out and get a big contract somewhere else. He's a very, it's kind of crazy to say, that type of NBA player is very niche now. Like, kind of just like a shorter guard who can just like score at will. It's really interesting. We're gonna see how good he plays this year, especially with him and MPJ. It's gonna be a lot of not a lot of passing, but it'll be fun. I'll tune in some games. They could be really interesting. You had Josh Giddey finally signing 4 years, $100 million, so 25 a year. He wanted 30, the Bulls wanted to do 20. The Bulls offered 25 for some reason when no one wanted him, because Josh Giddey's, I hate to tell you, he's a really empty stats player. Josh Giddey can't really defend. I mean, he is still young. Maybe he fixes it. But I watched a video about it, by him, like someone like explaining Giddey. He thrives in like the open court, and the Bulls create a lot, and I mean a lot of open court possessions. And like fast breaks. Could I give you an exact number? No, but they do create that a lot, and that's why Josh Giddey has such good numbers. I'm not saying Josh could do some horrible, unplayable player. But we saw in the Thunder when he was on the Thunder, he literally got like you literally could like barely play him against the Mavericks. Now he has gotten better. He has gotten better since then. I think he's been more of a he's gained a little bit more of a shot. Defense is not as bad as it used to be. But right now you have a 6'7" point guard who can't really shoot or defend and can only really play make. I don't know. I think the Bulls want to be a forever playing team. That's not the worst contract in the world. Don't get me wrong. It was just you had no competitive market for him. You didn't have to highball him. But you didn't have to give him 25 minutes. I get you kind of didn't want to get him to do the qualifying. I think that the deadline expired. No, because Jonathan Kuminga still. But I would have stood my ground with the 20 million, unless some team offered more. Is it tradable? It's hard for me to say. I'm not saying it's untradable, but like it's just. I don't know. Josh Giddey is such a weird player. Like, I feel like this is really the best team for him to be on. And I don't know. And that's why I don't think other teams threw offers in for that, because like they don't really trust Giddey like that. So I don't know what his trade value could be if like they don't really like him. Yeah, they could always trade him, but I just don't know what they're gonna get back in return. Especially since like I don't know. Yeah, Giddey got his money. And speaking of Kuminga, because I didn't mention him, he got a 3-year 70. He got offered a 3-year $76 million contract. I don't know if he signed it. Let me check. Kuminga contract. Yes, okay. They still haven't signed yet. Let me find it really quick. Draymond and Jimmy got involved. Wait, hold on. Let me look into this. Warriors. Oh wow. Yeah. So Kuminga got a 3-year averaged out to like $25 million a year. Which I'm Kuminga, I'm signing that immediately. I don't know why he's not signing that. I don't even know how the Warriors are offering that. It's like the same thing with the Giddey situation. You don't have to give him that money. I don't know. Now, personally, I am a little higher on Kuminga than a lot of people. But he doesn't fit that system at all. He's not a good shooter. He needs the ball in his hand. He's a slasher. And that Warriors system, unless you're a guy like Draymond or Jimmy Butler, it's going to be hard for you to find, like, to shine. And we saw glimpses, like we saw in the playoffs, like he can be like a good NBA player. He just doesn't fit on the Warriors at all. Which I'm also surprised why another team hasn't thrown an offer at him. But we'll see what happens. If I was Kuminga, I would definitely sign that just to get my money. Because the other thing though is if you take the qualifying. Like I said, since he doesn't fit on the Warriors, his stats are not going to look good. We'll see what happens. I don't know if he's going to end up making. We'll see what happens. But Kuminga also wants like $30 million, I'm pretty sure, which he's not worth $30 million. But I think he's better than what people say. That's what happened. That's what I think. The Knicks made some moves, and I'm trying to. I know they got Brogdon. Oh my days! I'm so behind. Wait, hold on. There we go. They got Trey Jameson. Woo! Hold on now. Bones got re-signed. Hold on. Let me go back a little bit. I missed a lot of these. Oh yes, the Nassus got signed again. Shout out to Nassus. I'm sorry. Sorry, I just figured this out. Oh my God. I didn't even know the Raptors got... Oh wait, actually I didn't know that. I lied. My bad. Chris Boucher went to the Celtics. I think I mentioned that last, like 2 weeks ago. I think this is where Amir Coffey going to the Bucks. I don't know what the Bucks going on. Haywood Highsmith is actually... I do like Haywood Highsmith. I don't know how good the Nets are going to be last year, but Haywood Highsmith's like... He's a really good defender. And I'm pretty sure he can shoot the basketball. He can kind of shoot the basketball. He's good. I like that. I don't know. It's just... It's Nets, so I don't know. There's also another move. My bad, I'm just looking through. Terrence Davis got signed again. Oh, no, he got to wait. Oh, yeah. Okay, the Knicks signed back Shamet. And they also got Malcolm Brogdon. So now the Knicks are running. So the Knicks rotation is going to be Brunson, Mikal, OG. Do I think they're going to go double big? No, they'll probably do Hart for regular season and Cat. And off the bench, you have Deuce, Brockton, Clarkson, Gershon, Mitch Rob. Oh, someone else too. They have another. You also have the young dude. Kolick. I moved New York. Oh yeah, they have the GOAT, Ariel Hakpoti. I really do like Ariel. Shout out to Knicks. And they also got some other capable players like Matt Ryan. They got some more shooting just in case. They got two really good shooters. They just waived Keon Johnson. Dang, I just saw that. Yeah, Keon Johnson. Okay, so he just got waived. Keon Johnson will be on the team next year. I do. Keon Johnson is a very capable player. But yeah, New York. Early predictions are definitely going to be my team to make it out east. Definitely, for sure. So, David, I think you're finally going to see them make the finals. Because I think they're just a really good matchup with the Cavs, too. You throw Mitch on Mobley, that's locked. Nah, we'll see. What else? Wait, what? What happened to Alex Holder? Wait. Thomas, not Alex. What the hell am I talking about? Oops. What happened to Thomas Silver? No! Torn ACL. No. Dang. Dang, I wanted to see Sober fall. Oh yeah, I forgot Derek Queen got hurt too. Did I talk about Derek Queen? The Pelicans made like... I don't even think I talked about this. I don't know what the Pelicans were thinking. They traded the unprotected pick, worst of, from the Bucks or them, for the Atlanta pick. So Atlanta might have like a top 6 pick next year, maybe even higher. And then yeah, Derek Queen hurt his wrist. He tore his wrist, so he's gonna miss like the beginning of the season. I don't know what the Pelicans are doing. I forgot to mention Max Strus also got hurt, and Garland. So you're having your all star guard, and was Strus starting on that team? I guess it was him and Hunter. For your all-star guard and your sixth man both got hurt and will miss the beginning of the season. Yeah, New York. I don't really see an excuse why you shouldn't be the one seed. I don't see an excuse. I'm just playing. We'll see. The East could be very interesting. Could you have the two clear-cut top, in theory, top teams in the Celtics, in the Knicks and the Cavs? But then you also have some sneaky good teams, which I think could make a run. I'm looking at the Hawks and the Magic. Finals, but yeah. So really, Knicks, I think Knicks are like my number one by decent margin. And then I have the Cavs two. And 76ers, if healthy. But I don't even want to consider the Sixers just because I know what would be going on. This is a hard one. I like the Hawks a lot. I do think I'm moved by the Hawks. I think Trae Young, all NBA season. Dark horse MVP. Let's run it, Trey. Let's get this money, Trey. Yo, Jalen. Also, they sleep on Jalen Johnson crazy, too. I think Jalen Johnson's going to be all-star this year. That's one of the predictions. What else? But, yeah, I think the top four teams, the top teams in the East, I could see if they made the finals. Like, maybe for, the bottom teams, I'd be, a little, whoa. But definitely the Knicks, Cavs, Hawks, Magic. The Pistons are still a little too young, and I still think losing Tim Hardaway and Malik Beasley is gonna hurt them. Just because even with those two, they still weren't the greatest 3-point shooting team. And I know they got Duncan Robinson, but Spacing still kind of scares me. The Raptors, we don't have a real A1. That's why I'm not really considering us, but sleeper good team. I think we could be a top five seed. Every other team, bleh. Pacers, unless Nemhard becomes Nemhard was looking crazy in those clips. In a good way. He was looking, I saw him some of the preseason workouts. He was looking crazy. Unless I don't know. And then the Pacers will still be good. They could be top. I can see them being top 60, low key. Bucks. This roster is bad. I'm being so serious. This roster, if you take away Giannis, okay, this might sound crazy, but if you have the 2018 Cavs and the 2025 Bucks going into the season, and you take away LeBron and Giannis, the Bucks might have a worse roster. I forgot. My bad. I lied. I forgot they got Miles Turner. Never mind. This bench is horrible. This bench is so bad. What is their lineup even gonna be? KPJ, Gary Trent, Amir Coffee Kuzma. No, wait, I lied. My bad. KPJ, Gary Trent. Did they start Kuzma or Amir Coffee? I probably saw Amir Coffee. Amir Coffee, Giannis, Miles Turner. Off the bench, you have Kuzma, Prince, Cole Anthony, AJ Green. Andre. No. They definitely have a better roster than the Cavs, though. Than that Cavs team. But that might be a playing team. We'll see how Giannis does. The Heat. Who knows? The Heat or the Heat. Sneaky playing. They're always playing. What am I talking about? Hornets could be a sneaky playing team. That's probably a sneaky good team. The Hornets. If they don't get hurt. But yeah, there wasn't a lot that went in the East just because everyone's hurt, for God's sake. Any other moves? Celtics, I don't know about the Celtics. They're a weird team. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? It was a lot of West. I think the West is definitely... I talked about the West a lot 2 weeks ago. The East is really bleak. You really don't have any... You have... I just realized, like, the top three prospects, they all went to the West. Or, like, the preseason, like, top three, Cooper, Harper, and Ace, they all went to the West. And the East got... his name. I'm so fake. They got Con Knepel. That's your savior. Nah. I don't know. Yeah, the East is kind of bleak. Leaving on that note, there's nothing to really talk about. In about oh my days. 6 weeks time. Wait, no, I lied. 5 weeks time. No. Yeah, no, 5 weeks time. NBA will start up again. Preseason starts. I'm assuming soon. Preseason starts October 2nd. I still have 2 whole weeks of no NBA. Okay. Maybe I'll spend these 2 weeks and we'll dive into my, like, favorite players ever. Or some fun topics for the second. And then we'll talk about the preseason. Yeah, I think that's going to be it for my show. I mean, does anyone have anything else? Hold on 1 second. This dude just said he's busy. I know you're listening to this. Okay, this dude's fake. Really fake. Wow. I think I talked about my favorites before. So I guess the top five title contenders I have are Thunder. Actually, next week we can do my predictions, I guess. Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll set up my predictions. I guess we can save contenders. I'll save contenders for next week. I'm trying to remember. Am I forgetting anything? Sorry. I'm gonna play some Alfe. I don't know how to say your name, man. I'm sorry. I'll play Alfe. Right? I'll play some Alfe for my friends. She recommended it. I don't know what song to play. We'll do Silver Lining. And then I'll probably play one other song. It'll be a surprise. No, maybe we'll run. This is kind of long. Castle in Hollywood. Here we go. Boom. Okay. Hope you guys enjoy it. And then I'll have an outro ready. Hope you guys had a good Wednesday. My week has been kind of rough. But besides the point, I'll catch y'all next week, probably, maybe. And I'll be more organized. Peace and love.
I rack my brain, spend hours and days. I still can't figure it out. What happened that year in our house? Still learning to live without you. I wonder what you tell your friends. Which version of our fairy story? The one where you walk out in glory, or the night I moved out? I think about you always, tied together with a string. I thought the lilies died by winter, then they bloomed again in spring. It's a heartbreak, mark the end of our girlhood. We'll never go back to our castle in Hollywood. 30 months have come and gone. I'm dating the boy that we dreamed of. I wish I could tell could tell you how I finally fell in love. There's not a single
that is my universe. I don't really care if you cry. I don't really shouldn't have a lie. Should've saw the way she looked me in my eyes. She said, baby, I am not afraid to die. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge.
And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th,